Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about property taxes. We've experienced dramatic increase in cost for owners of multifamily apartment properties over the last couple of years. The biggest contributors have been the cost of capital as a result of rising interest rates, and most recently, the rising cost of insurance. In some areas of the southern United States, insurance costs are up by 500% to 700%. Insurance increases of 30 to 50% are routinely being reported by property owners that I speak with. These are huge numbers. The cost of providing government services naturally has increased as well, and local governments derive the majority of their revenue from property taxes and to a lesser degree from the development impact fees. Property taxes are calculated according to a complex formula that starts with the value assessment of the property. Each local jurisdiction can vary the property rate depending on the specific location of the property. For example, areas within the same city could pay a different tax rate. One area might be on local groundwater and septic, which could translate into a lower tax rate than homes connected to municipal services for both water and sewer. From time to time, the jurisdictions can also alter the formula that they use to determine property value. For example, in the wake of the 2008 crisis, property values fell widely across many parts of the United States. The net result was that the assessed value for tax purposes also fell. Many property owners appealed their tax assessment, and they were successful, having their property taxes reduced significantly. In cities in which the values fell, of course, they did not have a corresponding fall in expenses. They still needed to pick up the trash, cut the grass, pay the school teachers, provide police and fire services, and so on. So in response, some cities changed the formula by which property values were assessed. For example, in Philadelphia, many of our properties had their land value reassessed. In some areas, they gave us a 10-year property tax abatement for redeveloping in areas that were, well, let's say a little bit rough. That meant we paid zero tax on the improvements to the property, and we only paid tax on the value of the raw land. Fast forward to 2013 and 2014, and the city decided it was time to revalue the land. We still had pretty low taxes, and the city honored the tax abatement on the improvements. But our property taxes on the raw land tripled because they were reassessing the land value separately from the improvements. Assessed value in California is usually set to the purchase price when you buy a property, and then it's adjusted upwards each year by 2%. It typically accounts for any exemptions or discounts that you might be eligible for, and the final figure is often lower than the market value. Looking at what the previous owner was paying in property taxes is not a good indication as to what you might pay, because that's going to get reset when the property changes hands. The housing market surged during the pandemic, sending the value of a typical U.S. home up to an average of $344,000. That's a 37% increase from February of 2020 prior to the crisis to the end of 2023. Cities and counties typically reassess their values every year or two, although some regions have gaps of several years between reassessments. That means homeowners are now just starting to see the real estate boom reflected in their tax bills. Some homeowners are frankly getting sticker shock when they receive the new property assessments. Some places, like for example, Knox County in Tennessee, which is the home of Knoxville, Tennessee, saw property values increase by an average of 40% in the latest assessment. In Philadelphia, for example, residential values are now 31% higher than the last city assessment 3 years ago. Milwaukee has seen an average increase of 18%. In my home province of Ontario in Canada, the current assessment is pegged to the property values of 2016. That's a potential cause for property tax surprises when it gets reset to a more current number. The numbers in 2016 were far below what they are today. Another potential cause for property tax surprises is what's called a supplemental tax bill. That can happen when a property is reassessed, and that reassessment can be triggered by improvements to the property. For example, you might add a bathroom or even something as simple as regrading the exterior. So you will probably get reassessed in that first year, but then you might be subject to a supplemental tax bill that covers the difference between the old assessed value and the new assessed value, and that's because there can be a lag time before the new taxable rate is being reflected on the tax bill. So this supplemental tax bill isn't really an increase, it's just covering that time period from the old assessment to the new assessment. It's not really an increase per se, but it's a surprising extra cost that many people are just not aware of, they're not expecting it. One of our own team members experienced a 102% tax increase on a cottage property that they owned, and that was simply the result of a property reassessment. This is one of those massive cost increases that, frankly, is not on many people's radar, and something we need to be watching out for and definitely underwriting in our pro formas. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.